Anne Rung is 3 months into her tenure as head of the Office of Procurement, Federal Procurement Policy, and it looks like she's been busy. Today, she releases new marching orders for how agencies must use data to make better procurement decisions. She discussed the details with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Rung starts with where some of these ideas originated.
These actions were shaped in part by feedback from our first online national dialogue with industry. And you know, the overwhelming feedback from industry and other key stakeholders was that the sheer complexity of the federal marketplace is hindering our ability to deliver the most innovative and high-performing and cost-effective solutions. So the first core area is focused on category management. And as you know, I came from GSA, where I served as chief acquisition officer, and this effort began there, and we're continuing to work closely with GSA and the agencies on this effort. And this really is a new paradigm shift for purchasing that fundamentally shifts from managing, you know, purchases and price individually across procurement units to managing by categories across government. And it starts, I think, by understanding the problems that we're trying to fix through category management. And the first problem is that there is very little sharing of information and best practices among federal acquisition units. So, for example, there's no single place a contracting officer can go to find information about existing government-wide contracts. So everyone is acting independently without a lot of transparency, which leads to a lot of duplication. And our second challenge is that our workforce are required to be jacks of all trades. So they are required to buy, for example, furniture on one day and complex IT systems another day. And that proves particularly challenging for them and for industry. Our third challenge is that we don't necessarily know our buyers and our sellers and the overall market that well. So by bringing common spend under management, including collecting prices paid and other key performance information, we're going to ensure, among other things, that agencies get the same competitive price and quality of performance, and we're also going to free up agency acquisition personnel to focus on the complex agency-specific procurements. So I think that the first kind of core piece around category management is sharing information and best practices and moving people to those best practices. So GSA has created an online site for collecting and sharing this information by categories called the Common Acquisition Platform. We've already stood up three of the categories. Information is available in those categories on that website. And that really addresses our first challenge around lack of collaboration and sharing of information. And there's no reason why we shouldn't immediately start moving forward on the sharing of that information. And you'll see in the memo that we call for agencies to begin collecting and sharing that information through GSA's Common Acquisition Platform. The second core piece of category management is ensuring we have specialized teams running each category. And so the notion here is that each category will be led by a senior government official recruited from government or industry who's a true expert in that category. So they'll understand the buying trends and what drives cost, you know, new innovations on the horizon, emerging companies that they could bring into the federal marketplace. And eventually, over time, we'll build teams around these categories. And that really addresses our second challenge around the workforce today has become, you know, a jack of all trades. The final kind of key part of category management is really getting smarter about our acquisition strategies, which involves knowing our buyers and our sellers. So instead of focusing solely on reduction of unit price, as we do through strategic sourcing, the commodity manager and his or her team would develop a broader government-wide strategy to drive down total costs and improve performance. And strategic sourcing is certainly one of the strategies that we'll continue to employ as appropriate, but category management allows you to deploy a much broader set of strategies. And so it's things like having greater consistency in our approach to suppliers, you know, common standards in our practices and contracts, you know, greater transparency into performance. Another key piece that the category team will really dive into is analysis of the data around these categories So making data-driven decisions to drive greater performance and savings.
You went through a ton of great stuff. So let me start back, since you're going through category management a little bit. Obviously, you mentioned in the beginning that GSA started to drive this, train, and now in many ways you're looking to expand it across all of government, or just say to through the powers of OFPP to say everyone will now use this instead of GSA just, you know, kind of asking and pleading and trying to show value. Is it just, is that's the biggest shift?
So GSA began this internally within their own organization. So they are in the process of organizing the federal acquisition services around categories. And they have begun setting up this online site. We want to use the power of the OFPP office to really put some structure around this and launch it government-wide using the great work already underway at GSA. So I chair, for example, the Strategic Sourcing Leadership Council. So at our recent SSLC meeting, we approved supporting the mission of category management. We'll continue with strategic sourcing, but we are going to approve governing the category management effort across government. We also approved the roadmap of categories. So these categories, they may be a little bit fluid over time as we dig into the data and really understand what's in these categories, but it serves as an organizing principle for us to think, where are we going to start standing up some teams and, you know, gathering data and starting to share information. So it really is a fundamental shift in how we think about what represents over $200 billion in spend every year.
For instance, because the SSLC is going to kind of lead this category management effort in some ways, so someone from DHS could lead a specific category, or someone from the Defense Department may lead another category. So not everything, the burden, if you will, or the responsibility is not going to fall just totally on GSA.
That's correct. I mean, I think GSA will stand up the technology platform that supports it. And there's no doubt that GSA will play a significant role in many of these categories. But the idea is that different agencies could be executive leads on this.
One of the other areas you talked about was the workforce. Yeah. I sat down and had a really interesting conversation with Mikey Dickerson and Lisa Schlosser and Haley Van Dyke recently in the Digital Services Office. Mm-hmm. You seem to be taking that concept of digital services and wanting to build it from an acquisition perspective and a technology perspective. Talk a little bit about that initiative.
So, you know, we worked hard over the years, I think, to strengthen our certification programs, but we know we want to do more. And what we propose creating are acquisition experts in specialized area, beginning with IT. So we started by adding it recently, IT Core Plus specialization to our contracting program and program manager certification. But we're talking about moving forward, building a digital IT acquisition team. So in a few months, we're going to be bringing on our first class of recruits from the agencies as detailees within the existing digital services team. So we're partnered up with Mikey and his team on this initiative. So we're going to put them through a soon-to-be-developed digital IT acquisition training and send half of the graduating class back to the agencies while using the remaining graduates as part of a SWAT team in digital services. And it's important to note that these actions are not designed to substitute an agency's existing workforce. You know, we recognize that many of the contracting officers, though, may need expert assistance or hands-on training to deal with complex IT and other, you know, specialized requirements. And I think that's especially true for acquisition supporting projects on an agency's high-impact list. So this team would be one such resource for them to use, and the vision is that this team would work alongside the existing in-house team and lend their collective knowledge and expertise to where they're needed.
I think it's fascinating. Two pieces here. The first, that you were very clear to say the recruits from agencies, because I think one concern that I hear time and again is that this administration is looking outside of the government and maybe forgetting some of the really quality people that are inside government. Yeah. Is that the feedback you got as well, or is there another reason why you said inside makes more sense?
The feedback from industry is that we need specialized teams of acquisition experts. And the other significant feedback from industry is that we should look to private sector training and sort of new ways to think about training. And so our thought around this is, let's pilot something outside of DAU and FAI, not to say we're not going to do great work and continue to do great work within those institutions, but let's take you know, the momentum and team and energy around the digital service team, and let's build an acquisition capability within them. And I like the idea of recruiting from the agencies because I want to send them back to the agencies, part of this team, and the remaining team will work with the agencies. So I think it's a balance between using industry best practices with your existing resources within government.
The time frame around setting these teams up, going through the training, 2015 is the big year, or are we looking into maybe even 2016 now?
In a few months, we want to bring on our first class of recruits, and we're in the process of setting what we think our goal will be by the end of 15 and 2016, but we want to move on this in the next few months.